This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive multinational prisoner swap on Thursday saw the release of 24 people, including Americans held in Russian jails, in the largest such exchange since the Cold War. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
8 prisoners held in the West were part of the swap. Germany confirmed they include Vadim Krasikov. Krasikov is a colonel in the Russian FSB security service who was serving a life sentence in Germany for murdering an exiled dissident in a Berlin park. Russian President Vladimir Putin had indicated he wanted him back. Germany's government said releasing Krasikov was not an easy decision. The Kremlin said the prisoners released by the swap were pardoned by Putin decrees and that the move was aimed at returning Russian captives held abroad.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The U.S. State Department declared on Thursday Venezuela's opposition candidate was the real winner of this week's presidential election. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The U.S. government has recognized Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of the South American country's presidential election, discrediting the results announced by electoral authorities who declared President Nicolas Maduro the victor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's overwhelming evidence that Gonzalez won the most votes in the July 28th contest. A Brazilian government official says officials from his country, Colombia, and Mexico have asked Maduro's administration to show the vote tally sheets from Sunday's election and allow impartial verification. I'm Norman Hall.
Hezbollah's leader warned the militant group's conflict with Israel has entered a new phase. He made the comments on Thursday following the killing of a top Hezbollah commander in Beirut and Hamas's political chief in Tehran. Hassan Nasrallah spoke to a funeral ceremony for a commander.